So Mountain Dew has embraced the stereotype that they are the official drink of gamers. You know, it's refreshing, it's got a lot of sugar, a lot of caffeine, and it keeps gamers up through the wee hours of the night and into the early morning. And yeah, so they embraced it all the way back in 2007 with this flavor in particular. It's Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry. And it says here, it is due with a blast of citrus cherry flavor with other natural flavors. Now, I have never tried this flavor in my entire life. And it's because around 2007, when this flavor dropped for the first time, I was like living the life of a college graduate with a job and a career. And I realized, video games need to be on the back burner because I got a life now and I can't be playing video games. That's kid stuff. That's something that a big adult like me doesn't do. Now, saying video games is no longer a part of your life because you are now a grown up and you have a career, big mistake. I spent most of my 20s not playing video games. I was pursuing music and doing a lot of other stuff, but being in the video game world was just not on my radar until I got into my early 30s, and then I just got right back into it and fell in love again. So now that I'm back on the saddle, I'm very excited to see if this will keep me up through the wee hours as I game away. So some information about this, is out for a limited time, much like a lot of its initial releases, and there is quite a bit of history about this soda, so let's get into it. So March 8th, 2007, there was a trademark filed for Mountain Dew Game Fuel, and it was rumored that during a few video game related promotions that Mountain Dew had in 2005 and 2006, that they were toying with the idea of making a Game Fuel flavor, but nothing came into fruition until 2007 when they made this flavor, Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry, available from August 13th through November 4th, 2007, and it was in promotion for the video game Halo 3. We skipped 2008, and then in 2009, during the summertime, Game Fuel Citrus Cherry came back along with another Game Fuel flavor, which was Alliance Blue, which was a wild fruit flavor. And this was in the promotion for the game World of Warcraft. October 2011, it came back in promotion for the game Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Then next year, October 2012, it was released in promotion for Halo 4. Then August 2013, it came back promoting Dead Rising 3 and Forza 5. May 2014, it hit shelves with no promotion about any game. But then it started to pick up a promotion in October that same year to promote the game Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. October 2015, it came back again for a limited time to promote Call of Duty Black Ops 3. And then in October 2016, some craziness happened. Something changed within the formula to make the sweeteners in this almost like a half diet soda. So a 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry in 2016 only added up to 170 calories total, as opposed to originally it being 290 calories. So the next year in 2017, Citrus Cherry didn't come out, but there were some other Game Fuel flavors that did. But yeah, after 2016 with this reformulation, nothing happened. Then we get to November 6, 2023, and Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry is back in its original form after many fans started complaining, saying they didn't like the half-diet version that came out in 2016. It was also released with a sidekick Mountain Dew Game Fuel flavor, which is Mountain Dew Mystic Punch, which we will try in another video. All right, so after all of that history, this soda this year, it's in promotion of Halo Infinite. Keeping straight, we got, I guess that's Master Chief on there. I never played Halo, but I guess that's him. I'm just really curious. I never tried this flavor. My predictions of what this will taste like is, I think it's going to taste like Code Red. Maybe a little more orangish than cherryish, like Code Red is, but we'll see. Smells like a candied cherry Mountain Dew. Very, very sweet smelling. Anyways, here we go. This is Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry. Going in. Yeah, okay. It's very refreshing. It has a nice crisp taste to it. A little sharp to the taste. Compared to Code Red. Code Red has a more subtle, kind of smooth taste to it. This has a bit of a harshness to it. You could definitely taste that cherry in there. The cherry is kicking and it's alive and well. But there is this lemony, lime, orange taste. Citrus! Ooh, big surprise. That is definitely there and gives it a nice edge that isn't so smooth and soft that the cherry gives. And you could taste that original Mountain Dew flavor in there as well. Man, there is a lot of sugar in here too. Very sweet. Okay, so when you drink this, first off, you will get just a very sweet hit to the mouth. It almost tastes like candy. And then after that, you get a rush of cherry. And then after that, it finishes off with the citrus taste, which gives it a nice edge and really leaves a nice, refreshing finish to every drink from this. So it starts off super sweet with candy, then we got the cherry, then we got the citrus, which is refreshing. This is a great combination of just flavors and notes. And yeah, it's very, very sugary. 290 calories, 77 grams of sugar. Oof. I would definitely say this is a winner. I could understand why they've been bringing it back like almost every year throughout the 2010s. But like, yeah, this is definitely a good one. This stuff is just very addicting to drink too. And you can see here from the color, it's like an orangish red. So they make the color look as if, yeah, we mixed some orangish lemon lime flavor with some cherry, and that would be the color that you would get. Because, I mean, look, here's a bottle of Code Red. Here's the citrus cherry. Yeah, definitely a nice orange tinge to it. I know it's my instinctual brain kicking in with the taste of sugar, and it's an addictive substance, but something about this flavor, too, is making me just addicted, just wanting to polish off this entire bottle, which, I mean, I've made it this far. I might as well just go all out. Oh, man. When you chug one of these, that is a rush. I feel very, very refreshed. Like breathing out after chugging that, it feels like I've been on a glacier in Antarctica on an icebreaker ship. That's what I want to do. I would maybe just like leave everything and live in Antarctica. I need to be like a scientist though, but yeah, that'd be cool. So the moment you all been waiting for, what would I rate this out of 10? I would give this one a very, very big 9.8 out of 10. It isn't exactly perfect because there is some sort of aftertaste that is a little bit sugary. So it's refreshing throughout, through and through. But there is this kind of resounding kind of sugary taste that is a little bit overwhelming. But all in all, this is a very, very great flavor. I would recommend it. You pick this up and try it out at least once. It's a limited edition flavor, so who knows when it's going to be coming back. I mean, the last time this was available, which was a diet version, was in 2016. So who knows when this will come back. I would definitely pick it up again. We give Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry a 9.8 out of 10 rating. Thank you guys for watching this Cheat Day review. I am DJ Glowing Ice, always wanting to remind you that it is okay to cheat every once in a while. See you next time. Okay, I'm done. I missed. You're lucky. All right, I'm out of here. See you guys.